All right, coming up next to the stage, we have Kevin Budnick, local comic book artist and great dude.
Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome.
All right. I'm going to find what I wrote. Okay. So, across the universe, a lot of kids lay in bed at night when they're young and they think about the moon. Then they look up and they think, like, one day maybe I could be an astronaut. And maybe I could walk on the moon. But me, I would never do that because space travel is terrifying. I wasn't like most kids. You're hurtling through an icy, airless eternity at Mach speeds under extreme pressure. You have to eat freeze-dried Tang, you have to poop in your pants, and I bet that air pressure there doesn't really help the digestion, so pooping in your pants is probably not that big. Like, it's probably pretty awful. and there's a million things that could go wrong. I've seen Apollo 13. I've seen Alien. I know the basic premise of gravity. 2001, A Space Odyssey. Like, all of those things could go wrong. I went to space camp once, and on the simulator where you do the shuttle thing, we burned up on the way back to Earth. And so, like, space travel is not for me because it's terrifying. And because I would be devastated to be alone up in space so far from the rest of the world. Which is kind of ironic because if you know me, I'm a pretty big introvert. And I have a lot of trouble dealing with what goes on inside my own head. Which is also, I'm up here in front of an audience, like, talking about my life. So what does that mean? Those two contradict each other. But I think, ruminating on that idea, just, like, being out of my comfort zone. So imagine one lonely little kid up on the moon, kind of like the Little Prince, only, like, way sadder. And that's what it's like to be, like, just inside your own head or inside a one-bedroom apartment. It can be as isolating as being up on the moon alone. It can seem worlds away just to go out the door. So I said I have a lot of trouble dealing with what goes on inside my own head, and that comes from stuff I've been dealing with recently, which is, you know, things are good now, but, like, I've had some trouble with OCD and eating disorders and stuff. And so there was this time in my life when I would have these thoughts in my head that I believed were absolute truths. Things like, you know, if you don't, and for, if this ends up on the podcast, for podcast listeners, if you don't walk around your apartment like this and pick all the little dirt out of the carpet before you eat your breakfast, then, like, maybe you'll get hit by a bus or something like that. And by honest to God truth, that's what I thought. That's crazy. But I also kind of, like, believe in karma. So that's a really weird form of karma. Like, when you don't do something a very specific way, then the universe is going to punish you for it. So through recovery and through therapy, I decided to start leaving kind of like a softer and more less anxiety prone life. And I started doing yoga, and that was kind of a big deal. I do it at this very, like, Buddhist center, and I don't want to, like, buy into everything that they're kind of, like, trying to do it. I'm just there to relax and forget my problems. So they have the prayer at the beginning of the meditation. It's like, you know, you say Om, you do the opening prayer, and it's in Sanskrit. And to me, my way of disconnecting myself from that is to imagine when they're saying it, that, since it's in Sanskrit and I can't see it, like, words that sound like straw burrito or a shandy, things like that, imaginary words. And and instead of saying I just kind of hum. I don't want to be an om. I just want to hum. So it can be a world away to walk out the front door, but when you go out that door, you realize that you're a part of that world. And you can either om or you can hum, but you're sending that hum out there into the universe, and it's bouncing off of things, and it's hitting people, and it's doing things, and it's kind of like Mike TV and Willy Wonka. It's like... but it's going out to the moon and back, and it's going to reverberate throughout the universe for a really long time. And that's kind of how you're a part of it, and you don't have to be alone. That's it.
Kevin Budnick, check out his artwork, Yeti Press on Facebook, yetipress.com, I imagine. It's super, yes, yetipress.com.
I think that's right.
We're both fairly certain that it's yetipress.com. It's great.